Earth, sky.
If you look in the Hawaiian Islands, below 2,000 feet, by and large, you're going to have a very hard time finding native plants and animals.
You're listening to Sam Ohugan in Hawaii.
Above 2,000 feet, things get a little bit better. And the more remote and the higher you go from where people are, which is down near the coast, that's where you'll find the most intact remaining pieces of Hawaiian native biodiversity.
Gan is senior scientist and cultural advisor for the Nature Conservancy of Hawaii. His job is to help preserve Hawaii's diversity of plants and animals. He said the 8 islands in the Hawaiian chain have more distinct ecosystems than all of Brazil.
In the Hawaiian Islands, in a 5-mile distance, you can go from montane wet forest down through a mesic shrubland and into lowland dry forest and then onto a coastal dune system and then enter the ocean.
Invasive species plus climate change are major problems in Hawaii. Large areas are protected, but Gan said it's challenging to manage what lives there.
Just setting up a preserve and walking away doesn't work in Hawaii.
He mentioned a conservation success on the island of Maui, where a native forest recovered to support endangered birds after non-native plants and animals were manually removed. Our thanks today to NOAA Pacific Services. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.